Sasa ekseni. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, April 6, 2022. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Welcome to the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we're talking to Zimbabweans living in different parts of the world. And we know that there are so many Zimbabweans marvelous living in countries like the USA, we've got some in Britain, in Australia, and in all parts of the world. Definitely, this is a topic to always think of every time, because, you know, these are lovely people that left their country, and now they are all over the world. So, ikoloko ke marvelous sikhokha ngakho. Namhlanje, izalo zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi bayenza into ezijene kakhulu marvelous. Abanye ngabantu abasebenza imisebenzi emihle, abanye abasebenza imisebenzi engani ngakhanya ukuthi yangaphi, kodwa baziphilisa, bathumeza imali enzima kwale Zimbabwe, fika kuma-billions, kuma-remittances. So ke kambe lamhla sicabanga ukuthi singathini ngabo, sikhuluma labo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu. Kunjalo mabulazi.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chatinotarisa tichitaura zvakare nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara izvo kunze kwenyika. Nasi pachirongwa chedu change tiri kukurukura nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubata mabasa akasiyana siyana uyezve nemabasa avari kuita kubatsira vari kumusha. Tichange tichida kunzwa kuti iko kunyika kwavari vari kuita mabasa api. Chii chakaita kuti vafunge kuti vabatsire kumusha kuZimbabwe. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara pasi rose. Nekuti tinoona kuti munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana tinoona muine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti ndezvipi zvavakatarisana nazvo pari zvino. Uyezve vari kuita sei kuti vabatsire vari kumusha. Pangave pari panyaya dzezveupfumi, panyaya yekutaura nyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota, nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo, nekungoti vari kuzvigona sei kwavari ikoko.
Yes, our first guest is Professor Elliot Masocha. He is living here in the USA, but he will tell us exactly where he is and how he's doing and all those things. So welcome to the program, Professor Masocha.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening, wherever you are.
Thank you very much. So we know that you are in USA. So tell us a bit about where you are, what you're doing, that kind of thing in English. Then Marvelous will make a follow-up to that.
I came to the United States in 2000 in Columbus, Ohio, going to school at Ohio University. And I didn't waste time much before I came to the United States to look for low-paying jobs. And within 3 years, I had done a lot of things in Zimbabwe because I always thought of where I came from, just the same way as we can say colonialists when they colonized Africa, they never forgot where they came from. That's why we see in Western countries wherever we are, Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We see all that development and we wonder where that money came from. It came from those people when they went to the diaspora in different parts of the world and colonized their other countries. So for us in the diaspora, I really concur with you. When you say people in the diaspora, those are some of the strongest people you can ever find in the whole world, because their income, no matter how little it is, supporting two economies. Because where we are here, the United States or wherever, Australia, Beira, we have a life that needs money. But we never forget people at home. We either send money home or we just invest or send other items home. And for anyone, who has been in the diaspora, I think you can, support me here that it's never easy for anyone to earn money enough to support two economies. One, the economy of Zimbabwe, we support it in billions of dollars every year. But here we also have lives that are very much expensive. The cost of living here is very much high. and we really don't have money. You know, in most cases, we even borrow to support our countries at home. So I have done that. I have done a lot of things right in the rural areas where I was born, where even my father and mother have passed away, and I don't even have a home there, but I was born there.
Maybe tell us a little bit, where exactly is the rural area where you are talking about, and what prompted and moved you to now go back and invest, even though your parents are now late?
I come from Masingo province, Murinya area, just after Kayo Demo. The rural areas that are there. That's why, you know, I grew up. That's why I went to school as well, you know, from grade one all the way to form four. And you can't imagine that I failed my form four and repeated and never failed again, to the point where now I have 5 degrees. And besides having 5 degrees, but I have done, you know, what some people can say wonders back home. I have managed to, you know, sponsor a solar borehole that supplies water for up to or more than 2 kilometers, 2 kilometers with taps and those Georgia tanks. And besides that, I realized that, you know, people don't have a grinding mill that is close by. So I bought people in my, you know, village a grinding mill for them to start to learn how to do business and support themselves. I'm totally against people, you know, giving people cash and keeping on, you know, giving people cash, because I don't want to create dependence. And then I will start to complain that, you know, they always ask for money. I would have, you know, it would be my fault for just giving me the money. You can see some pictures right there. That is where I was born, in the middle of nowhere, where there, you know, is no clinic. There is, people have been drinking water from walls, but now you can't imagine the happiness they have. And my next project is to package water, bottled water, that is going to come from that rural area. You see, it's going to be amazing. I also formed sports teams, men and women as well. Please do not forget women. They also want to be much happy as we are. So I formed netball teams for women of all ages. They know how to manage themselves. So don't worry about managing themselves. Just give them resources and, you know, allow them to give you feedback on how things are going. And I also sponsored some chicken projects for women who made a commitment that they will succeed no matter what. I only started them. And then once I do that, they are off on their own and keeping on sustaining their business. I'm also planning to use the water for community gardens. So everybody is going to have his own, you know, little piece of garden within the community garden. The water is already there. And remember, the power of, you know, a farmer may be in soil, but if soil is dry, I say the power of a farmer is in water. The picture, you know, that you see there, that's where I was born and grew up. It's in the middle of nowhere. No road network there. When we go there, we go through the mountains, no clinic and nothing else. But look at how we can lift each other up, so that those people are also going to lift us up through their prayers, through their best wishes, and, you know, through building themselves around and sending kids to school. One day a millionaire is going to come from that village. Okay? One day a footballer like Mane is going to come from that village, from that soccer ball that, you know, you can send there. And also, I never forgot teachers. I never forgot schools. I have shipped thousands of books to different universities, and I pay school fees for orphans. And I started one program that I want everybody to really try to do, that teacher appreciation program. We should never forget our teachers. For us to be here where we are in any country of the world is because of the teacher that opened our eyes, the teacher that opened our mind. And teachers go through a lot. If you can just, you know, send a ballpoint pen, it's going to make a difference. If you can just send some items for prize-giving ceremonies, that's the one thing that they said, well, we don't think about ourselves as teachers. We think about these kids. We want to motivate them. And for ladies in the diaspora, wherever you are, do not forget sanitary wear for girls. Please do not. Because the power of any country is in a woman.
Yeah, look, Professor, I was going to come from the Masocha. umasocha ke ule inhlelo zakhe ezijeneyo inhlelo lezike zikhona ngale emrinye lapha dabuka khona so usegebhe umgodi uthi njalo uyanceda isikolo njalo ababalisi labanye abantu abajeneyo so ke uthi lingakhohlwa lapha elidabuka khona nxa kukuthi selisenza inhlelo so uyakhuthaza abantu sibili ukuthi besebenze kakhulu besebenzele lapho abadabuka khona ngokutsho kwakhe uthi that place eliyibonayo khonapho ke emfanekisweni okhona khonapha is a place where vele the titioya does not cry anymore so uthi vele yindawo engani nxa ungayibona yakhala le nyembezi kodwa uyazama phela marvelous uthi uyazama kakhulu
aiwati nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvinafundo masocha apo nhasi tiri kutaura nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri pasi rose pamabasa avari kubata tombodzokera kwamuri kuti imi pari zvino murimo zvinafundo mungatitsananguruwo kuti sei makazofunga kuti muwanikwe muchidzokera kunzvimbo yamakazvarirwa kana kuti yamakakurira muchibatsira ikoko
ndakavona zvinoitwa navamwe uno kuamerica vovuno kuamerica zvizvarwa zvovuno kuamerica kuti kwatinoti kumaruzevha kuamerica kwakasumuka asi wakasumudza ikoko ndiani zvekare chakaita kuti dzokere ikoko kunoita zvinhu kumusha kwavo ndezvekuti tose kwatakazvarwa hakuzombofi kwakachinja tinodifainiwa tinorespektiwa zvichienderana nokuti unobvepi ukaona uchinyara nokwaunobva kana newo unenge uchinyabvisavo saka ndio zvakandisumudza izvozvo zvekare ndiri munhu wendingatiini wechivanhu zvidzidzo zvangu zvatiri kutaura nyange ndiri kumabhizinesi zvangu asi ndiri murayiridzi wechishona wakafunda chishona muzimbabwe kusvika pamasters level unokufundisa chishona zvekare muzimbabwe saka ndinonatsokuziva kuti tiri vana vefu but kwatiri ikoku kana kuri kuamerica australia bera vhuri riri kuhandi redu tiriri vana vevhu kwatakazvarwa nyange takazvarirwa mumaguta asi ngatirangarire kuti madzitateguru edu akazvarirwa kumisha maguta atiri kuona iwayo handi isu takavaka isu tikavakawo maguta edu kumisha sezvamunogona kuona pafacebook page pangu ndakatini chishuviro changu pandakaisa mapicture pakatonyorwa chishuviro changu ndechokuti ndichavakawo guta rangu kumusha kwandichazoisawo mayunivhesiti kumusha ikoko maairport kumusha ikoko nokuti pasina kumusha ikoko hapana ini ndinodifainwa nokumusha ikoko kuti unobvepi ndobva kwamurinye ndobva kutopora kwakadii kutopora ikoko kwedu kune mvura ndavawo nezvokudada nazvo kwete kuswera tichidada nezviri kuamerica zvatisina kuvaka zvatakawana zvakavakwa navamwe zvisiri zvedu taakudadawo nezvedu kumusha ikoko muchaona kuchizobvawo bottled water iya inotengeswawo mashopi iyai inenge ichibva ikoko nokuti mvura iriko changosara chete ruzivo rwokuti tinoipeka sei mvura iyoyo titengesevo zvinobva kumusha kwedu ikoko zvizotengwawo kuamerica ikoko zvinonyadzisa chaizvo kuona vanhu vanenge vachimwa mvura yo mabhodhoro paamerica mukatarisa payakanyorwa muchaona kuti zvairi mvura yecoca cola zvairi mvura yepepsi vana coca cola nana pepsi makambani okuamerica havana kuenda nemvura kuamerica aiwa vari kutitengesera mvura yedu muzimbabwe simba redu rokupeka mvura iyoyo isu tine mvura yacho takafunda zimbabwe inyika yakafunda kudarika dzose dzomuafrica ngatishandise njere dzedu idzodzo kusumudza kwatakabva kune marizosis akawanda ndakadzidza zvakawanda kuna vastrive masiiwa kuti vakapa munhu wese cellphone zvakazvisiri nyore nokuti muupenyu kana ukasava unokupikisa haubudiriri hapasati pamboita munhu wakabudirira pasina opposition saka opposition ya vanhu vachati hazviiti asi uchaona kuti iwe zvofanira kukumotivheta izvokuona kuti zvinoita chete zvandokurudzira vanhu ndezvekuti aiwa rima minamato kubva kuvanhu nokuti hama dzako dzikakunamatira dzine fevha hadzizombofi dzakakunamatira zvakaipa mufundisi akakunamatira unongokunamatira zvakanaka chete asingazvizvo asi vamwewo vanhu vakaipa patinotenga zvimwe zvinhu mungava mumastreet chaimo mutaundi ngatizame patinogona napo kusakumbira bhasera kunenge kwakutova kuba kubira murombo uri mustreet ngatitovapa bhasera ivo vacho vatitengesera kwatinoti isi kuya uku lets buy expensive tiparadzire ufumi hwedu kuvanhu vedu kuzimbabwe
Yeah, so I'm told that you've got another project, a poultry project, in which, you know, you invested in one place and then the whole village is getting fed. So tell us a bit about that project.
Yeah, you know, the project started with women, because women approached me when I went there and said, well, we are already organized here, because at the basic of all projects we can think of, it's organization of those people who are going to participate. So women said, well, can you please give us this? Okay. And I said, well, I have no problem about that. I just want to know how much it is. And it was really cheap. It was less than $100 to buy 25 chicks. And on top of that, 150 kg of you know, starter mesh. So I did that right in my, you know, immediate village. And then after that, other women as well in some neighboring villages requested the same, and I gave them the same as well. And then, you know, those men as well say, what about us? I say, okay, I'm going to give you the same, and I want to see competition of success between you and women. And then some women say, we don't have entertainment at all. We can do whatever projects we can do that you sponsor us, but we also want to be happy like men. That's why I bought uniforms. And you can see the moment they put those uniforms, the moment they throw that ball, you know, to each other, look at their faces, you see how much they are happy, very much happy. And that happiness is a source of inspiration. Look at the kids now. They look at me as if, you know, I am somebody who have lifted them, and they are ready to lift everybody. If you light a lamp for someone else, it will also brighten your path. It will also brighten your path. So, and now the next move is community gardens. We already have water. You know, we already have everything. We already have the know-how. So that know-how of those people back home, those people who request those projects, is the only thing we need. They don't have income, and they will learn as well through mistakes. Not everybody's going to succeed. So don't give up if some are going to fail, you know, because failure is part of life. I failed Form 4 myself, and look where I am right now, teaching people in the United States in their own language, and I'm a Shona teacher. So anybody, don't look down upon anyone. Please put women ahead of us, because, you know, they are the ones who feed us.
Thank you very much. Let's see who we have right now. I think there are some people who are trying to join us, but they are falling off marvelous. I think maybe that's a connectivity problem in Zimbabwe, and we are going to get them as soon as possible. But maybe before we get them, we've got traditional leader in Diweni. So I think we still remember Diweni. He is in London. He has been getting some medical help. He has got an eye ailment. He appears to be preparing to go back home. So let's see what happens next. So maybe there's a guy here who wants to come in. Let's take the guy first, and then we are going to have people coming in bits and pieces. So instead of Ndiweni, let's go to Tembelihle Ndlovu. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, siyakwamukela uhlelo ba.
Yebo, Baba Dube, unjani?
Asiphilile. So wakhathesi isikhuluma ngempilo yakho, sibili ukuthi kambe uphila njani khonapho, lapho khona, njalo lokuthi usebenzani, kwezinto abantu babekwazi, umuntu esikhuluma laye ukuthi mbani. So akusitshela kanjani ukuthi wena ungubani?
Mina nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngizalwe insiza, ngikhulele khona endaweni enhle kakhulu, izwe elirayithi kakhulu, isigaba esirayithi. Ngasuka ngeza kwele South Africa, ngingumfana nje ngisakhula. Ngaba rayithi, ngafunda umsebenzi we-plumbing ne-electric. Lo enikhuluma naye manje, ngisasekuwo lowo msebenzi, sengu-7 years manje, ngisebenza i-plumbing ne-electric.
Yeah,
kuyona into engiphilisayo.
So waqala njani ukwenza i-plumbing yakho?
Kwaba nzima kakhulu Baba Dube, ngoba ngalesiya sikhathi uma ngiqala ukufunda, ngikhumbula umuntu owangifundisa umsebenzi phambi kokuba ngiye esikolweni, yayiyindoda yayinomusa kakhulu, because bengihola u-R50 ngeviki, sometimes ngingayitholi. Kodwa manje ngoba ngangivehle nami nginesifiso sokuthi into engiyifunayo kumele ibe sesandleni sami nasegazini, ngabekezela kwaze kwaba yimanje. Njengoba ngikhuluma kumanje sengibizwa ngoNdlovu, kuwukuthi kwakunzima Baba Dube. Kwakunzima kakhulu. Ma kwakuyisikhathi sempi, bengizotsho ukuthi bekusempi.
Into
engiyenza kakhulu ngenza iplumbing. And then iplumbing ukhumbule phela babudube ukuthi iplumbing you can start to say iplumbing ukhuluma ngokufaka amagiza, but iplumbing you can start around from municipality until endlini ngaphakathi. So okwamanje sidila ku insurance bekana namagiza, i-maintenance nje kushuthi iqala phansi izindlu, ama-toilet, amabhavu nje iqala phansi, yonke ipipe work zitola igiza. Yona nje into engibhekane nayo kumanje.
Ye, so kulula kanganani ukuthi wenze umsebenzi lo, kumbe vele kuyakusinda njalo nxa kule nzuzo kuzuzakala njani kunokho kuzuzayo njengomuntu nje?
Into engayitsho babudube mina ukuthi ngisuka ngikholelwe emandleni kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ma uNkulunkulu eyiyo into akunikeza yona kumele ubambe khona lapho uqiniseke, ngoba ungafuna ukugxumagxuma uye ngale nangale ugcina sewuthi abantu bayakuthakatha kungasiyilutho. Ngithi mina le nto engikuyona manje inzuzo ikhona, i-right iyamphilisa, because nabantu abami bayayithola iplastiki. Uyayibona beyithola iplastiki, kungenza nami ngizibone ukuthi ngibaba endlini, and kungenze futhi ngingacabangi ukuthi umsebenzi lowo ngawuyeka, ngibe nesifiso sokuthi yingakho ngithi sengize ngatry ukuthi ngenze ikhampani yami ngisasebhizi ngayo, because ngifuna abanye abafowethu bafunde nabo ukuthi babesebenze iplumbing. Umsebenzi wesandla awupheli. Wonke umuntu ozalwa manje uyafisa ukwenzela i-toilet, uyafisa ukwenzela i-sewage, uyafisa ukwenzela yonke into. Sikhuluma ngomsebenzi ongapheli babuduna.
Ye, singathi ke abafisa ukuphuma khonapho benzeni, bakudinga njani?
Mina inamba zami zokuxhumeka baba u-073 ma usegoli 073-951-3333. Mphinde futhi 073-951-3333. Ulwazi umuntu ngiyamnikeza for free. Isikhathi esiningi baningi abafana sembasizile bayasebenza kumanje, sinokuthi ma kunomsebenzi omaphisi wekhi siyababiza sesimnika lokho naye akutholayo ayosiza abantu abakhe. Asikhethe ukuthi ngubani, ngoba okuzokusiza kusasa usuka ungazi ukuthi nguye lowo muntu omcindezelayo noma ngomunye umuntu. So asikhethe ukuthi ngubani, usizo siyakunika. Uma ufundela umsebenzi siyakufundisa, sizosuka sewusiya-ke esikoleni sesiyafundela ukuthi ube ne-certificate phela, ngoba ulwazi sewunalo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu is saying is that he's a plumber and he does a lot of electrics, you know, electronics, let me put it that way, or electrical work, if we ever have to put it in a proper sense. So he does a lot of that and he's in Johannesburg. So he started from humble beginnings and now he has got some people that are assisting him. So he does a lot of work in Johannesburg area. And if you wish to contact him, I think he has given people his number out there. And now we're joined by Mr. Nhlanhla. Moses Ncube. So we are always discussing politics with him, but today is totally different. So want to understand him. Who is he? You know, this guy is always talking politics. Does he have a life? Does he have, you know, Mr. Ncube, how are you?
Fine, and you, Baba Dube?
Very well. Can you tell us a bit about yourself today? There's no politics.
Yes, today you are catching me unaware.
Yes.
I'm Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, born and bred in Kai, educated in Kai, and at Gweru Teachers College. Then I a teacher by profession, but now my title is of a lecturer here in South Africa, working for the Department of Higher Education and Training. I came to South Africa in 2007. Then I worked as a security guard. Then from there, I got employed by the Department of Basic Education. But later on, we were changed. I'm working in the what are called community education colleges. So I'm employed by the Gauteng CET. Yes. Yeah, so that's who I am, and I'm also a politician.
Yes, so now, how difficult was it, or how easy was it to get that job?
It was very difficult because, like I'm saying, I came here as a qualified teacher, but there was nothing that I could do. What I had actually forgotten is that there was a time when I was selling tomatoes and potatoes. You know, my former students loved me very much because they were visiting me. I suspect that they were coming to see how suffering I was in South Africa, because the moment I got a job, they never called me. They never wanted to visit me. But at my spot during that time, I was always having one former student, at least one a day or two, visiting me, promising that they would find employment for me.
Mm-hmm. So, it was
very difficult. I remember one of the days when Tsotsis came in the company where I was working, and they took our phones. They were kicking me like nobody's business. I was forced to lie down. So I was even thinking of coming back home. Then one friend of mine was saying, "Hey, what are you going to go and do at home?" Because I was saying, "No, people were carrying guns and knives like this. I've got to go." But then... in fact, I did that for quite a short time. It was a few months. Then I heard that there was a college that was employing teachers. So I went and left my CV. Then I was employed.
Hmm. There you are, Marvelous. So a story to tell, you know. We always discuss politics with him, but today he wanted to know exactly who he is. You know?
Very interesting. I think most of the people that are actually in the diaspora have a lot of stories to tell, that when they get in the country that they're at, they might not actually get to do the job that they trained. And then when their paperwork is fixed or they get an opening, that's what happens, like what we're hearing from our guest here. Apo tiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu ari kutaura ivo zvavakasangana nazvo mushure mekupinda munyika yeSouth Africa kwavari vari kutivo vakange vari mudzidzisi, asi vakatomboitawo basa rimwewo rekutengesa mbatata nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachitaura ivo kuti zvanga zvisiri nyore kuti vapinde imomo muSouth Africa vabva vawana basa. Vakati pane imwe nguva yavakatombowanikwa vachishungurudzwa nematsotsi, vakatofunga kuti zviri nani kudzokera kumusha. Asi shamwari yavo yakazovabvunza akati, "Ukadzokera kuZimbabwe uri kunobatei?" Ndopavakazomira vachibva vazokanda CV yavo kune chimwe chikoro chepamusoro college, vachibva vazotorwa uko vari kudzidzisa pari zvino. Saka ndo dzimwe nyaya dzatiri kunzwa ipo pano, uyezve tinoshuvira kuti pane madzimaiwo here vari pachirongwa tibva tanzwawo kubva kwavari kuti pane zvavari kusangana nazvo here munyaya iyoyi yekushanda uri kunze kwenyika yatinoti diaspora.
Yes, there was one lady who is doing domestic work who actually came and she wanted to tell us a bit about herself. So I'm sure one of them is going to join us shortly. So let's turn to Nsintu Ngesindebele, Baba Ncube. So sizokuthaka wahlupheka kakhulu ufika kwele South Africa. Wathengisa amatamatisi, wenza lokhu lalokhu. So uthi impilo yayinzima kakhulu. So akusitshele ngamafutshane ngakhona.
Yeah, impilo yayinzima kakhulu ngifika lapha. Ngangisuke ngingumuntu okade ngumbalisi ngamfundise enkayi eMpumelelo High School. So ke nxa ngifika lapha ngathola ukuthi impilo inzima. Ngaqala ke ngathengisa amagwili lamatamatisi. Kwesinye isikhathi ngangithengisa ama-frozen ngingaye elokuzeni eGoli, ngangithengisa ngisethembisa. So ke leso sikhathi abafundi bami engangike ngabafundisa babenithanda okunye okumangalisayo, ngoba kwakungatshoni ilanga bengabuyanga ukungivakatshela bebezombona betshengisa uthando bebethembisa okungidingela umsebenzi. Kodwa-ke ngonela ukuthi ngithole umsebenzi lami sokungathi sokuphileka, abasaphindanga bangivakatshela, okwenza ngazibuza ukuthi kathi kutsho ukuthi into ababenithandela yona ngalesiyana isikhathi kwakuyini. Ababehlala bemfonela, hawu mdala lapho kunjani, lapho ibhizimusi lihamba njani. But ke after that, hayi ngathola ukuthi angisabuzwa. So ke ngifike ke kuthe ngisuka lapho ke ngasebenza ngingu-security guard. Ngikhumbula kakhulu ukudubeka okwenzakala kwelinye ilanga. Kubuya indoda engangisebenza layo khonapho, kanti uyibuya ihamba lomunye bengathi nje babili, kathi sesibanjwa inkunzi. asifika salaliswa kungangikahlelisa kungabafana kungikahleli ikhanda leli ukuthi angilale phansi ngaze ngathi hayi mina madoda sembuyele ekhaya lapha angeke ngikumele lokho so kwaba into enjengaleyo kwaya ke kodwa ke sengihleli ngase ngiyafaka iCV yami kwelinye lokuzena isikolo sikahulumende ke ngase ngiqhatshwa la namhlanje ngisasebenza ku department e education and training.
Awubona ke isitori sakho sihle kakhulu baba sizwe ke uMabelas sisinomama lapho urumbizayo uMabelas sizwe ututini room
ayiwandi nofara kuti makwanisa kupinda pachirongwa madzimai vari pachirongwa avo taurai zita renyu nekwamuri nekutinda ngoti uyai mva matopinda taurai tinzwi hatisi kukunzwai
taura I think she's okay now.
Ndati makadi henyu mose ndofara zvangu
muri kubata mabasa api ikoko kusouth africa
ini ndoitwa harumbidzai kwazi mongoitawo mabasa nditi domestic work
saka zviri kuendeka here makasvika sei kusouth africa ikoko uyezve zviri kuendeka here kuti mubatsire vanhu kumusha
zvinenge zvakaoma asi hapana zvokuzviita nekuti tikada kufedzera kuti tirambe takagara kuzimbabwe kwacho zvinotori wese saka kunoku zvinotori nani
don't move around because you get cut so be in one place yes continue mom continue
okay zvinoona kunge zviri nani kunoku pane kuzimbabwe nekuti tiri kuzimbabwe ndaimboita zvokuenda kuzambia ndichihodha ndichitengesa kuzimbabwe kwakuchiri kunyanya kushanda US dollar kana makazoona kwazvatanga zvebond mwanga wachiti ukaenda kunohodha unongouya unongoziva zvokuzimbabwe vanhu vacho kazhinji motengesa muchikweretesa ndizokolekta monthend paunoikolekta mari yacho inenge yatopera kudhara saka ndaiona panenge pasisina chauchaita hapasina profit inenge iringori mari yaunenge uchingoti ikauya uri kutongoidya yobva yatongopera saka tazongoona kuti beta tingoendawo kumhiri kwalimpopo timbonoshandiswa tiri koko at least kuno kunotomboita zvinhu zviri nani zvinobatika.
Saka pari zvino pane nhunha here dzamuri kusangana nazvo kana kuti zvii zvamunosangana nazvo nyanya semadzimai makatarisa uyezve zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe zvamungada kuona kuti remangwana muda kudzokera kuzimbabwe
semadzimai inini zvangu inini nhunha dzangu chaidzi chaidzi anangotide mwari atibatsirawo nyika yedu yakwanisa kuti harait tidzokere nyika kwedu unoziva munhu kana ari kunyika kwako zvinhu zviri easy than kunyika yeumwe munhu ende kumba kweumwe munhu kweumwe mukadzi sisi mavhemi munozvinzwisisa imuri munhu wemudzimai toti inini ndosiya kana kuti ini ndogara kuchinoi zvangu ndosiya imba yangu kuchinoi ndiri kuchinoi ini ndaimuka nguva dzandinoda ndichizviitira zvinhu zvandinoda nenguva yandinoda kana uri kuno unotofoswa kumuka kana fast five so that we can prepare vana kuti vaende kuchikoro chichi asi kana kumba kwako kunogonombekana nate saka isusu nshuvire yedu semadzimai nangoshuvadei nyika yedu yangu yaitwa zvakanaka tadzokera kudzimba dzedu tanomukoti panguva yedu tichizvirimira zvemavheji yedu tichizvihodhera tichitengesa tiri kumba tichimuka tirimumba medu kwete izvi zvatiri kuita izvi tinenge tiri nani hedu tiri kunogara inikukanisaana problem but tisi tese tiri kurarama life iri nani sezvandinenge ndichiita ni vamwe vanotoshungurudza unotoona kumagurupu ataitiri kuti mamadzimai ange achita kuti ndonyema chikafu achita kuti ini ndorohwa nemunhu anotenge kuchandira asi nehangu andisandasanga nedambudziko rakadaro but asi seshuru yedu semadzimai nekuwanda kwatakaita changoshuva zvinhu zvakadzisika kunyika yedu tadzokera kuzimbabwe tanoshanda tiri panzvimbo
izvozvo semunhu ari pabasa tinonzwisisa saka pane mabasa here amuri kubata kuzimbabwe ekubatsirawo vanhu mataura kuti munobva kuchinhoyo
ndinoita ndichiti ndikaona mari kuno ndoenda kudragon city ndohodha magubeze makamfota chindotumira kuchinoyo zvonotengesewa seko zvino anti vari matanga kutengesa fodya zvinoenda kuti kukaroi kumusha kwangu zvinotengeswa ikoko.
So how is it to work in such an environment? Do you find it challenging? How is it, mama?
Yeah, challenge iripo. Challenge iripo. Mnango izvo zvandareva kuti kana usiri kunyika isiri yako yedu nyika yekuti malanguages akatosiyana Panachone challenge, Papa, because one of them was sick and no one in Christ are good to. Kusvikirwa nevamwe vari raiti nongosangana nevanhu vakasiyana siyana asi ndomachallenges atosangana nawo isusu semabasa edu imomo nevayekuti vana dhudhula vanhu vomborohwa last week iyo tainzwa kuti hanzi kunana chikwairo hwavanhu tinge tichizvinzwawo tichizviona zvichibuda tinge takutishungurudzika kuti takutotyawo kubuda kuti tikabuda muroti since ini ndisiri munhu womuno musouth africa ndogona kungobatwa kuti ndoitwa izvozvo Doma machallenges atenge chingosangana nawo sevana kuZimbabwe.
Taona tichinzwa mumwe munyarikani vanga vari kutaura kuti ivo vakambosangana netsekwende yekubatirwa pfuti vachibirwa zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro. Pane zvamuri kungosangana nazvo.
Aina hangu handidi kunyepa ndisandasangana nazvo but kuburidza nemukuverengawo nemukungonzwawo mumatv vakawanda vanosangana nazvo. Kuno South Africa problem ndeyekuti chero munhu atakwa zvezve vamwe vanhu vakamira vanotosuduruka vakwanise kukumiririra even mazimbabwezi chaiko vanotosuduruka kutenda kuvasingakuziva vakwanise kuti vanhu vaite chigwirango zvezvokuti tibatsirane munhu hange munhu anotofa kutoenda kumocha vanhu vakatarisa kudai ndodambudziko racho rinenge riripo asina hangu asandasangana nazvo
Ewo mazwenyu ekupedzisira tinoona kuti muri pabasa uyezve tikutozwa vana vari kuda kuti chiuya isisi mutibatsira
havana vachatonetsa vanonetsa kanonga zvikodaidza daidza
ari pabasa ndinotaura imi kuti shuro yenyu yanga iri yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota uyezve vakuvhota tiudzei nenyaya iyo
vanhu ngatinyoresei kuvhota ndakatonyoresa kudhara ndokuenda panongonzi madhete ekunovhota asetwa ndakutogadzirirawo ini kutoudza vanhu vangu kuti ambomhanya zimbavhotawo saka vanhu ngatiatendei especially vanhu vari kunze ikoko especially vapamhiri palimpopa vakawandisa vanhu vari kunze South Africa hatitei tiende kunovhota aingoshura dai tanovhota tese neuwandu hwedu ithink zvinhu zvinogona kutichinjirawo tikabatsika
thank you very much
hamuve nezuva rakanaka regai tichikuregedzai muende kubasa
tizoraita basa
okay bye
So now we're hearing there from one lady who's actually based in South Africa. She's talking about her experience. She says she's a domestic worker, and she says her wish is for people to register to vote. And then she's also saying that she has actually been sending some clothing back home to raise money so that by the time she goes back home to Zimbabwe to vote, she will have a bit of income. So she has said she will leave South Africa and go to Zimbabwe when voting time comes. And she's already told her employers so that they give her leave when that happens, and then she'll be able to cast her vote according to her so that, you know, the lifestyle that she's leading now can change. And she says her wish is to go back to Zimbabwe and resettle.
Wonderful. We've got Mtutuzi Moyo. Baba Mtutuzi, unjani?
Zan, Mr. Tube.
No, nyapila ikakhulu. Yeah, kateza sikhulumi politics. Sesikhuluma ngawe. Uthi kathi umthuthuzi vele ngubani wangasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi umthuthuzi vele ngubani njalo lokuthi wenzani kona manje kule South Africa usitshele ngakhona okuke ngamafitshane ba ye qhubeka
hayi vele nami khonapha ngisemotweni yadriver 5 seconds kuphela hayi mina Mr. Dube ngumuntu ongasebenziyo nje ozihlanganiselayo kutsho ukuthi mina ngenza i-electronics lo ngama-restaurant okuncane ngiyathengisa ngumuntu ole nto ezinenyana nje ezifake imali aso muntu odinga umsebenzi futhi angiwufuni kodwa-ke hhayi ngumuntu ozihlanganiselayo kanjalo Mr. Dube angihluphi umuntu asomuntu lo otshontshayo ngumuntu ozisebenzayo nje kahle kahle
ye so nxa abantu befuna ukukuthola sezinto zakho bakuthola njani manje moya
umuntu mina Mr. Dube into engiyenzile i-electronics ngiyazi yonke ngila bantu abasebenzayo ku-electronics engisebenza nabo engibafundisileyo abanye sebeze belamangabakhampani kwabo okuncane then umuntu ofuna ukungithola iinumber zami 078-5000-275
ye iphinde njalo
078-5000-275 ofuna ukwazi nje i-electronics yonke nje hhayi uza kimi bafana baningi ngase ngibafundisile bazivulela amakhampani abo amancane bazisebenzela akonke kumnandi
nxa ufisa ungakufaka la ngesilungu khonokho okhuluma ngakho mnumzana
ngikufaka nge-english
nxa ufisa nxa ungafisi uyathi uthi hayi
isilungu I'm Mr. Dube, but I'm a technician. I'm a technician as such. Anyone who want to, maybe you want to know about my job a little bit, you can call my number on
0788-5002-75.
So I cannot go on a shame, but this fish or Sammy Weka, home is the best. So if you register and vote, then you won't get right in the second.
I'm going to get Valerisa Gurapa Valalelia.
Valalelia, I say, I'm going to pay. I have a phone on my electronics, young Mr. Tube, good numbers on Ziana. I am not a cool. I have a fan of a name. I saw from a campana, but do they give me Zandan Zamla? Papa says, I'm a campana Makuru to them.
So it's not one base of markets, interesting.
Eh, yonke gesi Mr. Dube, electronics, everything. Vele zikimi na supply le kaya. Yonke nyaka Mr. Dube.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Mnumzana Mdudu Zimoyo, ungathini lokusasa ba.
Thanks Mr.
Okay, let's get back to Mr. Masocha. Sorry, Professor Masocha. I think he's still around. So Professor, you were saying a lot about your projects. What's next now in your village?
Well, what's next is to teach people in my village how to be like me and more. You know, it's to teach people, you know, in my village and many more what money is all about. Because I wanted to respond to the lady, you know, who was talking previously, very good points. And, you know, thank you for everything she is doing. But for us to hope to go to Zimbabwe when things are okay, things are not going to be okay. If we are not going to make Zimbabwe okay ourselves by going to vote, as she is, you know, already registered and going to vote as well. So what's next for me is, you know, voter education, you know, teaching people what money is all about. I think everybody in the diaspora or not, we really need to know what money is all about. People think money is only cash. Absolutely not. You know, from my readings and what I'm teaching, money, I broke down money into four things here. First, it's cash. That is the worst form of money people can rely on because it loses value every day. Okay. And the next form of cash is assets, fixed assets. And I'm not talking, you know, about things that I don't have. You know, I'm not talking about things that I have not done or accumulated, you know, immovable assets and businesses as well. Because at the end of the day, those people who know money, you know, you will hear them saying that they can enjoy everything they want to enjoy in life, in the world, as long as they are not the ones who are paying for it. And I'm one of those people. Okay, I'm not paying for it, but my knowledge of money and how I use money is helping me to pay for everything I want to pay. Okay. And then the other thing, those in the diaspora, please look into the stock market. Any one of us, wherever in the world, with the power of technology, the power of internet, you can actually thrive buying and selling stocks from anywhere in the world. You know, the stock market never sleeps. The more we sleep, the lady who was talking about waking up anytime you want. Well, that's what some of us who don't have money believe in, sleeping. If you are, you know, one of the richest people in the whole world, Warren Buffett said that if you are not going to think of ways to make money while you are sleeping, then you are going to work for the rest of your life. Okay? You just need to find ways of making money, what is called passive income, money that comes into you whether you are dead or alive, whether you go to heaven and back. So that can only be found, you know, by investing in assets or in the stock market. And then one thing we take for granted, of course, we are Africans. We don't even know that time is money. Another, you know, form of money is time. And, you know, Western people say time is money. Each and every one of us have 24 hours. If you find anyone with more or less, please refer that person to me, and I will give him or her whatever he wants. The way you use that time, look at how much we waste time back home. You know, we waste a lot of time, therefore we waste money. From the government to everybody else, let's value our time, let's sleep less and work more. We are going to sleep as much as we want when we die. Okay, so the knowledge of money is key. Zimbabwe is not going to be okay when we do not make it okay ourselves. So create your own job, invest in yourself. You as a human being, be a business itself. that is going to make an income like what I have heard from people who are, you know, doing plumbing, who are they invested in themselves through education, skills, and experience. And now they are, you know, they are getting profit from there. And then, you know, have various sources of income by not forgetting your rural areas. I'm not getting anything from home, but I'm getting prayers. That on its own is valuable. You just have to have some people who pray for you, okay, much as you pray for others as well. So invest in your own people back home.
Yes, maybe Marvelous would like to hear you saying that in Shona briefly.
Ndingada kufunza kuti sakare mangwana rakamira sei tichimbodzokera kumamisha kwamuri kubatsira. Zvii zvamungataurawo vamwe vakateerera pari zvino kuti ivo vangabatsirawo sei? Mumwe anoti ehe, ndiri kuita basa rangu, ndiri plumber, vamwe ava vari panapa nditicha, vari kutichawo kucollege, imi muri muzvinafundowo, muri kuzvikoro zvepamusoro ikokuno, asi vangabatsira sei kumamisha kuti vanotanga sei kunzvimbo kwavanobva?
Chikuru-kuru chetingabatsira kumamisha kudzidzisa ruzivo rwatava narwo, rwatakaonawo kune dzimwe nyika. Nokuti tose kwatiri takaona zvimwe zvinhu zvisiri kuZimbabwe zvatinofanira kuti isu tidzidzise vanhu kubva kumba kwedu, kubvira mumba chaimo chaimo. Ndofunga ndatombotumira umo mupikicha waamai vari mumba kuno kuAmerica uko, vakacreata mabasa mumba mavo, vakandoda kitchen manager mumba mavo imomo, kudzidzisa vana vavo kuti aiwa, mari haikumbirwi, mari inoshandirwa. Munhu wese patiri panapa wakatombobata mari pane imwe nzvimbo, asi chakazongosiyana chete kukwanisa kushandisa mari iyoyo. Saka what's next? Kumusha kudzidzisa vanhu. Pandinoenda pese pese pamapicture pano pamupa handineti kuona, nokuti ndinenge ndiri mutema kudarika vamwe vose ikokoko. Muchaona mapicture mukaenda paFacebook ndichidzidzisa vanhu vokumusha. Patakaita macompetition amabhora vakahwina, ndakabva ndavadzidzisa kuti aiwa, zvamahwina izvikai imbeu, imbesa. Kana wapiwa mari imbeu, dzvara mari iyoyo, ziva kurima mari. Kana ukaziva kurima mari, haufi wakanetseka pano paspace. Saka tose tiri maticha, hazvinei nokuti une chitupa cheuticha here seni navamwe vambotauravo. Aiwa, une zvimwe zvawakatombodzidzavo, dzidzisa unotevera, kunyanya kana mwana wako womudzidzise kushanda mabasa amavoko pamwe chete nokushandisa mari. Nokuti at the end of the day, mari inonzi is how you use it. Ini zvizhinji zvandakaita ndakatanga kuita profesa 2013. Otherwise ndakauyawo kuAmerica ndikandotsvaira matoilet, mawarehouse, mese ndinoziva kuita. Asi makore matatu ndauya muAmerica, mashandisiro andakaita mari kuZimbabwe, kucreata basa rangu, kucreata salary yangu yokuZimbabwe inogona kukashamadzai kuti in 3 years chete ndakaa ndatenga dzimba 6 muguta reMasvingo kucreata salari yangu inini pachangu nebasa. Kwa kandaa kudzokera kuZimbabwe, handidi kunotorera vanhu vari kuZimbabwe basa vasina kwavakamboinda. Ndofanira kudzokera kuZimbabwe nebasa rangu ini pachangu, ndondocreatawo basa ravamwe zvekare. Ndine cake business riri kuHarare, ina handigona kubika makeke, chandiina chechete macustom. Asi ndakataurira macustom angu, kana uchida kutenga makeke kuna amai ava, unototenga makeke e5 years dzinotevera kuti urarame nokusingaperi. Saka ndine limit, ende amai ivavo vari kutohaya vamwe vanhu kugadzira makeke. Munhu unototenga iko makastoma angu ndinavo vanotenga 5-10 years, nokuti birthday richauya chete.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masocha. There is one guy, Douglas, who says thank you so much for your advice, Professor Masocha, and thank you so much. Sekubabake uNdlovu. Ndlovu, uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa?
Nguzwa kahle baba, nguzwa kahle kakhulu baba.
Yeah, sesiyafike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu. So sicela ukuthi usitsheleke ukuthi kuyiwa phambili, umsebenzi wakho kuya ngapi ngokubona kwakho?
Ukubona kwami baba uDube, ngesifiso enginaso, njengoba namanje siphusha lo msebenzi sisemazweni abanye abantu abanikazi, uyayibona? Isifiso enginaso Dube njengamanje, ngifisa ukuthi nje kube thi government yethu iyasenzela kube lula thina sinamathuba okwenza imisebenzi. Mm-hmm. Nokwenza nokuletha ubuhle ezweni lakithi, isenzele kube lula masifuna ukuvula amakampani. Ngikhuluma ngokuregister amakampani. Nithi mina, njengoba mina ngilapho kwaMthwakazi, abangivumeli ukuthi makuthiwa kunetende liba khona, bake bazame ukuthi babone ukuthi labafana abancane abanamakampani amancane aregister manje babanikeze ithenda, and then sizobona yonke into yethu iphumelela. Kodwa ungakuthatha ukubheka iningi yethu intsha yonke ila eMzansi iyenza umsebenzi wezandla ila eMzansi into ziba zinhle ziqhubeka siba zinhle kumakhelwane wezwe lethu so isifiso enginaso mina eso sokuthi i-government yodayisivumele ngobuncane bethu sikwazi uku-applyela ama-company ethu a-approve basinike imisebenzi nathi uzobona indawo yakithi ithuthukisa ibandla kusukusela ezandleni zabantu njengoba eshile ubaba laphana ukuthi uyahamba uhambe uyobona into enhle engekho eZimbabwe kusuke nayo uyoyiyenza eZimbabwe ucreate imisebenzi futhi kwabanye abantu nokhona kuyanciphisa ukuba nobugebenge ezweni
ye so ke wena ekhaya kukhona okunye okwenzayo yini okunceda abantu into ezinjalo
into engiyikhuluma manje Dube ngisasebhizi ngenza ugesi emaphandleni angakangeni etawuni kodwa okwamanje ngisaqala ukuthi ngiregister i-company yenza ugesi for electric power from solar panel converting ku-inverter 3 battery ibesisiba yi-220 volts ngikhuluma ngemaphandleni emakhaya ugesi siyawenza nginabantu abasekhaya already okwamanje ngina 2 abantu abasiza abantu ukuthi ma umuntu ethengile lana eGoli siya transporta kufika ekhaya makufika ekhaya bayahamba abafana bayomjubhela umuntu ekhaya ukukhanye uthole nje kungathi kusedorobheni so into engiyikhuthaza kakhulu kuloko engikhulumayo singabheka ematawuni ugesi uyahlupha ukho uyohlala iviki yonke ugesi ungekho uthole ukuthi kuze kugcine kuba nobugebenga ukucasha bezinto ezindlini ngendaba yogesi ungekho nezinto ziyamosheka kumafriji so into esayisuka ngayinaka kakhulu ukuthi emakhaya la esiphuma khona emakhaya engasabala ematawuni kuyadingeka ukuthi kube nombane ukuze phela namakhosikazi ethu akwazi ukuthi athande ukuya ekhaya ngoba ikhaya into yakudala besikufutha ngotshani masifungene endlini manje sesiwubonile ugesi ukhona etawuni sesiwubonile ugesi ukhona eGoli ugcwele yonke indawo eSouth Africa kunama-light ezitradeni sesiwuthethe sawufaka emakhaya and then masiwufaka emakhaya ikampani ithi Trust Electrical and Plumbing and then siya supplier solar panel system ugesi ube nawo.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. So Marvelous is now trying to implement a certain program in rural areas, you know. So he's saying he's using solar power for that kind of purpose, just to bring some electricity to the village where it comes from, you know. So I think the guy is doing a wonderful job. Maybe you can talk to Mr. Ngobe, and then we'll then sign off later. Yeah, go ahead, Marvelous.
Maybe Mr. Ngobe, I'm not sure if you speak Shona, but anyway, I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't speak, but I will hear you. Whatever you are saying, I will be getting
the message. Okay, no, that's fine. You can just give us a brief to say, so what's the way forward for you, especially when it comes to taking some of the knowledge that you've learned in South Africa back to your hometown, like the challenge that we had from Professor Masocha? What's the way forward for you personally?
The way forward for me is that I'm going back to Zimbabwe. I'm looking forward to what I will do there. But for now, I can't tell because there is a lot of challenges now. I cannot withstand this, so I've got to go home and see what I can do. It's unfortunate that there were times when I was doing some businesses there, but for one or two reasons, some of the things I had to stop doing them. But as I go back, I will have to reflect on what I've got to do. I agree with the professor that we should not be waiting for it to be okay, but we need to make it okay in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
So, Korongo, office to Wenza, Ekaya, Ngapa, Wanzo Kubaba, South Africa. So, office to Wenza, and Mobasa Kumuluti, was Terra Uto Kitchen, so Abantu, Ilapana also security. So,
Yemina, any Gutabanga, Ekaya, Yuti, Nizafiga, and Eluse, Inkomo Zamezi Kona Konapana. Bese ngidinga amacebo ukuthi kuyini engingaziphilisa ngakho kumbe ngile sawudo engingalithengisa njengoba abantu sawudo belithanda ngizabe mbathengisela le sawudo bese ngivumelana lokuthiwe nguprofesi ukuthi singamelela ukuthi kuthiwe eZimbabwe sokurayi liphutha ke mina engalenzayo ngoba belokhu ngimelela ukuthi khona kakuqale kube right namhlanje kakukho right lapha sokulumela kusahlaleki so kumele ukuthi ngibuyele ke ngizacela omakhelwane bangeluleke ukuthi ngingenzani ukuthi ngiziphilise ngoba bona bakujwayele khona ngani
wena kodwa ubonana ubonana zani ungenzani
ekufikeni kwami for now I can't say ukuthi ngibothi ngenzani hayi hayi angeke ngitsho for now ukuthi ngifuna ukwenzani but next year ngizabe sengikwazi ukuthi kuyini engizakwenza yes
so professor we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube who's planning to go back home what advice can you give him he says right now he's not thinking of any big project or any project but what's your advice
Well, my advice is that if you are not thinking of any big projects, then, you know, for yourself, think of, you know, projects for other people. You know, a grinding mill is one thing you can just buy, you know, a certain group of maybe the youth for them to manage themselves, you know. So you can teach from anywhere you are in the world. If you look at my Facebook page itself, you know, what I post is a lot of knowledge in there so that people can actually learn how to manage themselves, how to manage their money as well. So as a teacher like me, you know, you have a responsibility to teach every day and night, okay? So do not sit on your education, your skills, and your experience. Otherwise, we look up to people like you. You know, you learned a lot in Zimbabwe. You have learned a lot in South Africa, and you are teaching South Africans. So why can't you teach your own people back home in any way? We have internet now where you can even, if you cannot send anything on the internet, please write letters of advice, teaching people how to do certain things. And so that's the advantage we have, that we are able to help people from anywhere where they are, when we are anywhere in the world using the internet, you know, internet resources. A text message that you can send to motivate someone, it's going to help the person maybe to go and register to vote. All of us can educate people the importance of voting and what they should do instead of just registering to vote, go to a rally, and then don't vote. Because if you don't vote, you have already voted for the winner.
Hmm. Very interesting. Yes, Ncube.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Professor. You are reminding me that there is work that we are doing. I mean, for Nkai development, we are having what is called the Nkai Community Parliament, and I'm the speaker of Nkai Community Parliament, where we discuss issues, developmental issues. I was taking it lightly, but as you are saying it now, it makes me talk about it. So those programs, we also have what is called Zwelabo Former Students Association. Recently, we posted on our Facebook page. We were helping there at the school, donating stuff. They are drilling a borehole there. The kit for the school, books as well. So those are some of the things that I've been doing, which means that when I'm there, it means that the Speaker of Parliament will be there on the ground doing his work. So thank you very much for making me realize what I thought what we are doing is small, but as you are saying it, I'm seeing that we are on track. Thank you very much.
Yes, I was a colleague. Ungafanele ndibele khona ngamafutshane. Yes, a salary 30 seconds.
Yeah, ngithi siyabonga kakhulu usengivule amehlo professor ukuthi kukhona vele inhlelo esizenzayo. Sesisabumba okuthiwa yinkayi community parliament. Lapho sikhuluma ngendaba eze development enkayi okuhluphayo enkayi bengathi nguthatha kancinyane ngingu speaker ke imuso mlomo owedali elenkayi parliament then futhi kuzwe lapho former students ngingomunye ngililunga elakhona lapho esafunda khona so nje kuviki eliphelele le besihambise impahla khona ngalo okokuyancedisa ukudrilwa kwesiborane ikit yabantwana besikolo lama exercise books
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Ms. Rumbizai, who is in South Africa, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, Mr. Tembelihle Ndlovu, Mr. Mtutuzi Moyo, Professor Elliot Masocha, and all those that attempted to join our program but couldn't join because of technical issues. So signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, everybody. We're going to meet again on Friday. Marvelous.
Marvelous, Mhlanga Nyabuye. Just saying, those who are wanting to follow Professor Elliot Masocha, he is on Facebook. Look for him on Professor Elliot Masocha. I see a lot of comments of people that really want to follow some of his teachings. And thank you once again to the professor for having been
good,
a guest.
Good night. Yes, good night.
Mhlanga Nyabuye.
Good night. Bye-bye.